is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living, breathing men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please visit my website and click on the page at the top titled In Defense of Humanity. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed by thousands since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, if you were listening last week, you might recall that as I was talking about what is your legal character, equipment kind of went afoul, and apparently we were off air for, I don't know, 20 minutes. I was unaware, of course, and so I'm just still talking. And I found out at the break that a good portion of what I said in the first half hour just never got broadcasted. So since I felt the topic was so important, I'd kind of like to take another stab at it, maybe try a different approach this time, because between last week and this week, I got a couple emails, and one of them was an individual who felt very strongly that the Constitution is still the law of the land, and he apparently was familiar with the work of D.V. Kidd. Well, D.V. Kidd and the Oathkeeper guy, Rhodes, Stuart Rhodes, I believe his name is, these are attorneys, and they believe they understand the Constitution. They're what I call constitutional attorneys. They are completely oblivious to what is really going on. In fact, I call what they're doing gaslighting the American people. One of them responded on my website to an article I wrote about the bar attorneys gaslighting the American people. And I said, well, how are you going to deny Senate Report 93549? Whereas in 1973, they basically stated after researching thousands of statutes that the Constitution had basically been suspended since the Emergency Banking Act of 1933. Now, that Senate report, if anybody takes a serious look at it, and you can see it. It's on my website. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, you scroll down and you click on source documents. I'm sorry. Then you scroll down the list. You will come to the item that says Senate Report 93549. And you can read it for yourself. That's the best way to answer this question. Look at what they've done. Look at the number of people involved. Look at the titles of the people who were involved in this research. It cannot be denied. And when bar attorneys say it is unimportant, that one bar attorney says, well, they can't suspend the Constitution. And my answer is, well, then how have they done so since 1933? To tell me they can't do something they have successfully done since 1933 is ludicrous. So I would challenge all these constitutional attorneys to pick up the phone, call the federal corporation and tell them they can't suspend the Constitution, so they must cancel the permanent state of national emergency and let us all know when they've accomplished this. Because until they do this, we are running under the emergency status. Right now, where the emergency is called the War on Terror, okay? So that's the emergency, and that's how the executive keeps all that power and all those 450 agencies and how it keeps adding to them, and they keep making more and more rules, and now we've got Homeland Security. All of this is done under the authority of the permanent state of national emergency. So those who still think the Constitution is the law of the land are living in the matrix, and the matrix is well populated, and there's a lot of attorneys living in that matrix, even though the evidence is everywhere that what is going on is not constitutional government. So that's my answer. If you're listening, don't call me and say, well, they can't cancel the Constitution because they have suspended it, and there's no point in just arguing over it. Check out Senate Report 93549. Okay, since we're not living in chaos, well, at least it doesn't obviously appear as chaos, there must be something. The courts are still functioning. People are still getting fined. People are still being put in jail. So if it's not the Constitution, if that's not the law of the land, what is the law of the land? Okay. And we've talked about this on the show again and again and again. And the law of the land today is the Uniform Commercial Code. It has been so since the 50s and 60s. And we're going to talk a little bit about how important that is to us, how it happened, and why we need to know about it, and how we need to respond to it, because it is everything to us. Understanding what the real legal system is the only way to protect yourself. Don't go into court claiming your constitutional rights, because the judge will not acknowledge them. Okay, so what we talked about last week was your legal character. So I want to give just a brief history. I don't think I did so last week, and if I did it, I'm going to kind of review it again. It's short. I don't want to go into details back to the Civil War. We're just going to focus on the most recent, the last century, the most recent events that created this structure we're now living in. And most everyone who listens to RBN knows the following fact, that in 1913, the privately owned Federal Reserve was created with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act and allowed to be in charge of the United States economic policies. Okay, the privately owned Federal Reserve was then given the U.S. Department of Treasury in 1920. Most people are unaware. They passed the Independent Treasury Act of 1920, and that's listed on my source document page. You can look that up yourself. Then the privately owned Federal Reserve raided the U.S. Treasury and bankrupted the United States. FDR brought in his New Deal in 1933 to reorganize the country under the bankruptcy. A banking emergency was declared, the people's gold was confiscated, and the office of the president was granted emergency powers. Now, when I say the office of the president, they just didn't give the emergency powers to FDR. They left it with the position, the president, which is where it has remained since. It is still there today. An entire network of federal agencies were then put in place to manage the country during a national emergency. The people were unwittingly pledged to pay the debt owed the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund by making them a surety through their birth certificates. The birth certificate and Social Security number represent the legal juristic person or the fiction. We are tricked into agreeing to represent this fiction when we sign our names without restricting our signatures. Both the nature of the emergency and the network to manage it are still in place and have grown absolutely exponentially since 1933. As the Constitution itself has been suspended, when the United States was bankrupted, the trustees of the bankruptcy, again, the Federal Reserve and the IMF, had their army of bar attorneys bring in the Uniform Commercial Code in the 50s and 60s. Today, our statutes and courts are under law merchant, not common law nor constitutional law. Under Uniform Commercial Code, which is known as UCC, a person is not a living man or woman. It is a legal or commercial entity, also known as a surety for the national debt. Proof that our laws and statutes are written for legal fiction persons and corporations, not for flesh and blood living men and women, can be found in the legal process by which courts interpret and apply statutory legislation. For those who are new to this term, statutory legislation only refers to the statutes that the legislators pass. They are called statutes. They want us to believe they're called laws, but they're really statutes. Sometimes the words of a statute have a plain and straightforward meaning, but in many cases, there is some ambiguity or vagueness in the words of the statute that must be resolved by a judge. To find the meanings of statutes, judges use various tools and methods of statutory interpretation. The judiciary may apply rules of statutory interpretation both to legislation enacted by the legislature and to delegated legislation, such as administrative agencies' regulations. Here are three rules, and these are important because they tell us, they absolutely open the box, Pandora's box, and expose everything. Here are the three rules used by judges to interpret the applicability of statutes and rules, meaning, does this statute and rule apply to you, the man standing right in front of me? Okay? And I'm going to give you three. I'm sure there's more, but these are the three that are potentially the most common, the three I have witnessed, and the three that actually explain the whole can of worms. Rule number one is called adjutum generis. Okay? And that basically says rules only apply to the same general kind. I'm going to read you what the lawdictionary.org says about adjutum generis. Of the same kind, class, or nature. In statutory construction, the adjutum generis rule is that where general words follow an enumeration of persons or things by words of a particular and specific meaning, such general words are not to be construed in their widest extent, but are to be held as applying only to persons or things of the same general kind or class as those specifically mentioned. Okay, we're going to demonstrate how that rule works when I get done with the other two. Number two, expressio unius est exclusio alterius. And that means one thing having been specifically mentioned, others are excluded. Here's the definition from legal-dictionary.thefreedictionary.com. Expressio unius est exclusio alterius is a rule of construction applying both to statute and legal writings that states that one thing having been mentioned, the other is excluded. Thus, following this rule, no dogs allowed means that lions are allowed, but guide dogs are not. Okay, number three. This is the third general rule. And it is nocitur a socii. Meanings are understood from accompanying words. To me, these rules just make common sense. I think most of us apply them all the time. And the legal-dictionary.thefreedictionary.com defines this as, means comprehended from accompanying words, perceived from accompanying words, realized from accompanying words, recognized from accompanying words, understood from accompanying words. So in America, the states have authority over relevant matters in their respective jurisdictions, or so we're told, generally, unless the state's definitions of their statutes conflicts with those recognized federally. This explains why both California and Ohio define persons almost identically with the Federal Register. The way the term person is used in statutes preceding a list of non-living legal constructs precludes it from referring to living men and women, unless the Uniform Commercial Code rule regarding presumptions is applied. The difference between legal persons and men and women is as significant as the difference between life and death. It is everything. Legal persons can't walk. Legal persons can't talk. Legal persons have no gender. Legal persons have no race. Legal persons don't occupy space. In legal land, persons are not alive. They are merely fictional legal constructs. The word person, it shows up everywhere throughout our government and legal system, from the federal level to the local level. Statutes passed by legislators and regulations created by agencies are all written for legal persons. And I'm going to give you some specific examples so people understand this is just not my opinion. All this information, by the way, you can find on my website if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on the tab that says Notice of Condition Precedent. Okay? And at the very top is a picture of a man and a woman, and then there's a picture of a legal person. And it says, here's a booklet. Click on this link, and you can see the booklet for yourself. Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be back shortly. Please stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we are talking about basically what is a person really, and who do these laws and statutes apply to? So we've kind of made the case to set up for the fact that a person is not a living flesh and blood man or woman, and I'm going to use four examples. We talked about the fact that the rules, what they are calling laws today, are statutes passed many times by elected people we elect, or they are also regulations that are formulated by unelected agencies, okay, that we have no control over. They have to have the similarity. I explained that the state, mainly because they're all doing business and they have grants and everything, and they have to use the same definition. Grants are all the time coming into your state government as well as your county government and your local government. So those definitions have to be compatible, okay, because they're signing contracts, so they have to have compatible definitions. But I'm going to give you four examples. The Federal Register Act, okay, which was passed in 1935. Now, again, that's part of that whole federal agency network that was put in place after the permanent state of national emergency was established. So in the Federal Register Act, and this is recently, you can go get this, and I have a link to it on that page we were talking about, Notice and Condition Preceding. The Federal Register Act, okay, defines the word person, folks. Person, and this is what it says, means an individual, a partnership, an association, or corporation. Now, rule number one said that rules can only apply to the same general kind. And guess what? Three of the four cited are not living beings. Rule number two that I just explained says that when things are specifically cited, things other than those cited are not included. That would mean living flesh and blood men and women are not included. They didn't even call them natural persons. There's nothing there. They're just calling it a person. Okay, now here's rule number three. Rule number three says definitions are determined by accompanying words. None of the three accompanying words are living. None of them. So, people, I'm hoping you're beginning to understand how that person is not the living flesh and blood you that can walk and talk. All right, I'm going to give you another example. We're going to go out to California and look at the definitions in the California statutes. How is California defining the word person? California Government Code, Section 1-26, Number 17. Person includes any person, firm, association, organization, partnership, limited liability company, business trust, corporation, or company. So rules 1 and 2 still apply. And rule number 3, which says that definitions are determined by the accompanying words, helps us explain that when none of the eight accompanying words are living, the word person can't mean the living man or woman either. Now, another example, another state, Ohio statutes, statutory definition 1.59, number C. Person includes an individual, corporation, business trust, estate, trust, partnership, and association. Again, if definitions are determined by accompanying words, none of the six accompanying words are living. So that cannot mean a living person by their rules. Now let's move on to the UCC general provisions. Section 1-201 general definitions. And you will see why these other groups are compatible with the Uniform Commercial Code. Okay, general definitions. Number 27. Person means an individual, a corporation, a business trust, estate, trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government, governmental subdivision, agency, or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. We're talking about what is a person really and how these statutes and regulations apply to us. And I just, before we went to break, I read the whole litany of definitions that the UCC general definition cites. And you can get that on my website. You can get it on the page. I think I have a link to the general provisions of the UCC on that page at the bottom. Notice the condition preceding. You can go down and read these. That is really the book that we need to understand, the UCC general provisions. We don't have to go to law school to understand it either. It's not that complicated. But rule number one applies, because rule number one says that these rules only apply to the same general kind. The UCC definition of person states specifically that it applies to legal or commercial entities. Rule number three says that definitions are determined by accompanying words. Please note that none of the 13 accompanying words are living. So it cannot apply. Legal persons are not flesh and blood living men and women. So now we have to wonder, well, how were we all transformed into legal persons? Why is it that the presumption is there that all these rules and laws and statutes and regulations apply to us? And the answer is the hypothecated population's earnings after the bankruptcy had to be tracked and taxed. So United States citizens were at that point encouraged to sign up for federal social insurance, also known as Social Security. Not coincidentally, the Social Security Act was passed in 1935. Today, it is almost impossible to work or open a bank account without presenting a Social Security number. In fact, Social Security numbers are assigned to babies at birth. You no longer have to volunteer and go in and sign up and ask for one. They are assigning these to babies at birth. So that gets us around to the birth certificate. We've talked about that, but I kind of condensed it all, I hope. Fairly soon after, the birth certificate tracking system was created, and mothers were strongly urged to sign a certificate of live birth as soon as they named their newborn infants. Unbeknownst to the baby's mom and dad, this document creates a brand new fictitious legal person that is recorded and tracked through their Social Security number from then on. The legal person is named, all caps, John Doe. to coincide with the baby's family given name of John Doe, whereas just the first letters are capitalized. Now, here's the scheme. People may disagree, but it is actually what's going on. The more you look at it, the more accurate these words are, the more they ring true. These are words that came out of President Wilson's private papers, okay? And he attributed these words as an admission of Colonel Edward Mandel House. Quote, "Very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging." If you've tried to get out of a hospital without signing a certificate of live birth, if you've never tried it, you will have no idea how almost impossible that is. Okay, going back to Colonel House. "By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us," which is signing the certificate of live birth, "will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent forever, to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges, unquote. So this has all been done by subterfuge via the complicit, perhaps unaware, Bar Association's army of attorneys. This scam is and always has been a fraud against all Americans. The Uniform Commercial Code was installed across the country without the knowledge or consent of the American people, who still believe the U.S. Constitution is the law of the land. The reality is that Americans have been tricked into becoming tax and code slaves by the international banking cartel and its bar. This nefarious system stays in place due to the presumption that we are all volunteering to be dead legal fiction persons. According to UCC general provisions, presumptions remain valid unless evidence is provided to the contrary. Let me read you the definition of presumption from Black Law's Dictionary, the 6th edition. "A presumption is a rule of law, statutory or judicial, by which finding of a basic fact gives rise to existence of presumed fact until presumption is rebutted. A legal device which operates in the absence of other proof to require that certain inferences be drawn from the available evidence," unquote. So when I was growing up, I heard the word presumption. I had no idea until I started doing research into this area that a presumption is a rule of law, statutory or judicial. That's something the American public is never told, and I have to even wonder if the bar attorneys understand that. So how do we rebut this presumption? And that's what I was talking about last week, and that's what I think people are having a difficult time understanding. There's this big, big, huge elephant in the room called the presumption that you are knowingly, wittingly signing on behalf of that legal juristic statutory person when that's not really you. You are not a one-man corporation. You're a flesh and blood living man or woman. So we have to rebut the presumption, and one way of doing it is by condition precedent. Now, there are other people out there that are doing other things. I've talked to them all the time. Judge Anna has some method that she put together. It's quite lengthy, and I think she requires that it get recorded with the Secretary of something or other, There are other people who have their strategies. Winston Shroud had his, of how you can get out from under this legal personhood. But this one, initially I heard about it from Joyce Rosenwald. I was listening to old interviews on RBN. John had her on several times. Her name was Joyce Rosenwald. Sadly, I believe she died in 2011. And she was talking about it in one of the interviews, and I was fascinated. And she, at the time, was working closely with a gentleman named Peter Neese. So after hearing about that, and I thought it was quite interesting, I managed to track down Peter, and he sent me a copy of it because I couldn't find one online. And I took about a year talking to different people about the copy of this condition precedent. The more I looked at it, the more interesting I got. So put together what Peter had, what Joyce had, what I had. We worked on it. We kind of, I think we polished it up and tried to make it match the UCC or meet the criteria of the UCC. I believe we succeeded. And that's what we're going to use, and I'll explain why this is so useful. First, you have to understand what a condition precedent is. Black's Law, 4th edition, defines condition precedent. It is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding on the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition. Unquote. So it doesn't automatically remove the obligations. What it does is it gives you the option, if you choose, to avail yourself of your pre-stated condition precedent. And so the first step to rebutting the presumption that we have volunteered to be a legal person, tax, and code slave is to recognize that President Bill Clinton presented us with the remedy in his Executive Order 13132 in 1999. He signed an order, and I would think the constitutional attorneys would have gone nuts over that, but I haven't heard hardly anybody talk about it. It's called federalism. And in his order on federalism, which I'm sure he didn't write, somebody just handed it to him and told him to sign it, Section 2, Fundamental Federalism Principles, Item D, and this is a quote, "The people of the states are free, subject only to restrictions in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress to define the moral, political, and legal characters of their lives," unquote. Now, since he is the CEO of the government corporation, basically the whole network of corporations are obligated under executive orders. So this is not about us claiming ourselves to be sovereign, which has gotten us into trouble. And in fact, right now, sovereign citizens, which is of course an oxymoron, have been listed by the FBI as domestic terrorists. So it's not really a wise idea to go around and call yourself a sovereign. However, to hang your hat on an offer that Bill Clinton made can't possibly be considered domestic terrorism. That's why we cite this executive order in our condition precedent. This is not being rebellious. This is just exercising a freedom that Bill Clinton gave people of the states, the freedom to define their political and legal character. Okay? That's not rebellion. So that is quoted on our condition precedent, which I'm going to read to you in a minute. And that's what we're hanging our hat on. Okay? I believe that makes this whole action incredibly safe. Someone said, oh, you're going to end up in the gallows. And I'm like, you haven't even read it. How can you get in trouble when you're taking advantage of the president's orders? And these orders, they are obligated to follow. So I don't see how this is risky at all. But going forward, unless we define our political character as non United States corporation citizens and our legal characters as living men and women versus dead legal fiction persons, we will continue to be obligated under all of the thousands of onerous, inane, and many times undisclosed codes and statutes passed by federal, state, and local corporate governments. There are only three easy steps involved in defining your political and legal characters. One, stop being a U.S. corporation citizen and voting for the government corporation's trustees who don't work for you anyway. Cancel your voter's registration. Number two, implement a condition precedent notice to declare yourself a living flesh and blood man or woman. Number three, restrict your signature on everything you sign by signing without prejudice. And that is right there in the UCC 1-308, Performance of Acceptance Under Reservations of Rights. According to their rules, we absolutely have the right to restrict our signature. And if anyone argues with you, we have to remind them that these UCC rules, they are obligated under, okay? Whether they know it or not. In other words, once you implement a legal notice establishing your political and legal characters and sign your applications, registrations, and contracts without prejudice, you can challenge the enforcement of onerous terms or conditions that either were not disclosed, were agreed to under duress, or only apply to legal persons. You can use the following example to create a notice of condition precedent, or you can write your own. This example was designed to define both your legal and political characters for the record. That's how we rebut the presumption. It also contains a statement for mothers and fathers to rebut the presumption that their sons or daughters are under the parental authority of the state, which is known as parens patriae. This presumption was created when they signed the certificate of live birth. So that presumption has to be rebutted as well. Remember, the certificate of live birth creates the birth certificate. Who owns the birth certificate? The state. They created it. But who owns the body? Those that created it, mom and dad, own the baby. No question about it. But the presumption is that the state has authority over that infant. So once you establish a notice of condition precedent, you've written it down, you've decided that, you know, you like the one we have, the example we have, or you choose to do your own, then it has to be published. That's part of the giving notice. Giving notice requires that it is published so that you can then say you notice the world of your new status. Option A. You can have your notice placed in the legal notice section of your local paper for 4 weekends in a row. Ask the paper to send you a notice after it has been filed with the court. Okay, we'll be back shortly and we'll continue.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
And tonight, this is In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. Tonight, we're talking about what is a person really, and the fact that it's not really you, and what can we do about it. Before I finish reading and reviewing how you publish your notice of condition proceeding, I'd like to remind everybody, RBN is a listener-supported network, and this programming that you're going to get or that you're getting now, you're not going to find in any other network. I mean, he has exceptional hosts. They're giving exceptional information. The network has been around. It's reliable, John. You can count on it. As long as they're fiscally able to keep going, John is absolutely going to keep this thing going, and you're going to have all these wonderful programs, but they need your support. So go to the website, Republic Broadcasting Network, and click on the donate button. You can either make a pledge or you can do a one-time donation, whatever you think you can afford, but he does need your support, and it's really important to keep the RBN boat afloat. Okay, going back to publishing your notice. Some areas, people have told me that the paper that publishes legal notices has refused to publish their notice of condition preceding. Others have told me that when it gets published, the court has refused to record it. So, if the paper does not file it, you must get proof of the notice from them, and you try to file it yourself. Okay? You may or may not succeed. but try if that's the route you want to go. We also have a blog, conditionprecedent.blogspot. It's actually conditionprecedentblog.wordpress.com that was put together by a woman that I'm working with. And this is a notice that's published on the biggest media network on the planet today, which is the World Wide Web. Many of the legal notices are published on the web, and that's why we feel comfortable about doing it ourselves, because if you go to almost any website, you'll look at the bottom and you'll say terms or accept these terms, or there are notices already. In fact, when you set up an account, they say, will you accept all our terms? So I feel very comfortable that it is a legitimate way to publish your notice on this blog. And there is a link on that page that I've been mentioning, which is Notice of Condition Precedent, that you can get to on anticorruptionsociety.com. It's listed at the top. Scroll down there and you will see a link that will take you right to that website. Okay. We'll start our second hour shortly. I'm just going to read a little more and then we'll take calls.